you all for being here. I'm JC Dumas. I'm part of the Chafee Green Action Team, the Green Team, and I welcome you all. I especially am thankful for taking the time in the middle of a day like this. It's beautiful out there, and most of us really love that, being outside stuff. So I want to make sure everyone signs in. If I already have your email address, just note that, but I do want to keep a count of who came here today. And you will see circulating a volunteer list. And we really do encourage folks to jump in, help in the different areas you might have interest. Even if it's just one thing, it means the world to us. And it makes all the difference, especially for a group just getting started. And we're thrilled to get any help that you can give. So these are out there, and there's a basket to put them in after you fill them out. There's a bathroom in the hallway. And we will just take a stretch break in the middle of everything, but we won't actually disband because we've got such an action-packed list of dynamic, engaging speakers. So we'll stay in the room, but stretch as you need, go to the bathroom as you need. There's cookies, thanks Laurie, and water, and I forgot to put the water out on the table, Thomas, but it's in the refrigerator if you feel like putting it out there. I just want to say that each of you is filled with potential. And you might notice on the agenda, I have a quote here from a band called The Living Arrows. And this is just a portion of the song, but it's a beautiful song with a metaphor of seeds as ideas or possibilities. And as we've all seen, when a plant comes to maturity and seeds happen, some just fly. And in the song, they fly like arrows, determined. They plant themselves. They take root. They hardly take our assistance. Like weeds certainly don't need any of our assistance. They fly, they seed, they root, and there's great determination in those seeds. But some need nurturing. Some ideas need attention. And that's what we're here for today, for information, to build a community of understanding about sustainability, and hopefully to nurture each other's ideas. But as the Living Arrows say, another important thing to think about is that we may never know the outcome of our ideas. We touch each other's lives, we touch this community, and we may never see what really comes out of all that we're doing here, all that Garna has done over the years, all that 4 Mile has done. There's a representation here of a lot of dynamic, volunteer-powered groups, and sometimes we really don't know all that happens for our impact. But I ask you to trust the process, trust that we're here for a reason, partly to nurture each other with these ideas. And some aren't going to be easy, like the ones that just take root and blossom. Some are challenging. We'll have to be there for each other. I know the first time I put something in the newspaper about Chafee Green's formation, after Envision, we were all fired up. We were saying, yes, let's take this on. Let's get rid of the plastic bag. That was our first initiative. And I was lambasted by the next week's editorial when someone said, you're not going to tell me what to do. And that happens, you know. And we aren't here to tell someone what to do. We're here to educate. We're here to educate each other. We're here to learn. We're here to change habits. We've gotten, you know, some things happening in our world that had unintended consequences, like the plastics that have been developed. So sometimes there's going to be challenges. So I'll just read this song, beginning of the song, for some inspiration. All my plants have gone to seed. Some I planted on my own. Some have never needed me. Farther than the eye can see, flown like arrows from my bow. Fallen where? I'll never know. Golden limbs may spring from the heather, but I may never see them again. So that's what we're trusting. Something we're going to do is going to be something good in the future.